Dr. Penske dictating. A male, I am Ian Esau, E-S-A-U, Alavez, A-L-A-V-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Alavez as described in my report of 2/21/20. Perry currently was accompanied to the evaluation by his son named Danny to help serve as an operator. Perry, according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, Esau Alavez is now a 49-year-old male who again reports he injured his right arm at work on 8/1/15. Perry simply states he was working too hard and had too much stress on his hand. Perry did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Perry did further evaluation and treatment to repair tendons in both 2018 and 2022. Perry has completed his course of active treatment. Perry, in the paragraph, as per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 5/26/20. Perry, this was for 22.5% of the right arm, for orthopedic residuals of right elbow lateral epicondylitis requiring cortisone injection and 3/13/18 lateral epicondyle surgical release. Perry then applied for an order approving, and applied for an order of modification. Period. In the paragraph on 4/4/22, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. He also performed a physical exam and diagnosed status post right elbow lateral epicondylar release with recurrent symptoms. Period. He recommended a new MRI. Period. Mr. Alavez followed up on 6/27/22, by which time he did undergo the MRI. Period. Although it was mentioned, its specific results were not described, nor was a report of the MRI provided. Period. They discussed treatment options. And they discussed surgical intervention. Period. In paragraph on 8/5/22, Dr. Sarkos performed right elbow lateral epicondylar release. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was recurrent right elbow lateral epicondylitis. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos postoperatively over the next few months, running through 10/3/22. Period. At that time, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was doing extremely well. Dr. Sarkos allowed him to return to work full duty with no restrictions and discharged him from care. Period. He had been participating in occupational therapy. Period. Physical exam, extremities, upper. Inspection revealed subungual hematomas of the right thumb and index finger that were blackened. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, tiger, and temperature. Period. On the dorsal aspect of the right elbow was a 2.25-inch long scar consistent with his surgeries. Period. On the volar left forearm, there was a linear scar secondary to a power saw accident. Period. Normal through, there was mild tenderness palpation about the right lateral epicondyle, but there was none on the left. His wrist elbow is normal, and cervical normal. Impressions. On 8/1/15, Esau Alavez was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since seen here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his case. Period. He saw Dr. Sarkos again and had an MRI. Period. A second surgery was done on 8/5/22 to be inserted here. Period. He had occupational therapy postoperatively and saw Dr. Sarkos through 10/3/22 when he was discharged from care. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the right elbow without crepitus or tenderness. appear provocative maneuvers were negative, but he was mildly tender at the right lateral of the condyle. Period, new paragraph, I will add 1%. Permanent partial disability at the right arm to my previous assessment. That will be inserted here, and that is the end.